This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-875-0307, regarding Alan, A-L-A-N, Billingham, B like boy, I-L-L-I-N-G-H-A-M like Mary, date of birth 6-3-1956. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Billingham with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic leukocytosis. His last visit was November 19th, 2024. He's been feeling well. His home blood pressures are very well controlled. When he checks pressures at home, they're ranging between 110 up to 130, over 60 to 70. And they're generally higher in the office when he's a lot more nervous. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5, one daily, and Toprol, 100 milligram once a day, also Zocor, CoQ10, low-dose aspirin, Zyrtec, and fish oil. Physical exam, weight is 196 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 95, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 16th, 2025. Creatinine stable at 1.58, estimated GFR is 47. Calcium 9.8, albumin 4.6, phosphorus 3.2. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.8. His hemoglobin 13.5. Normal platelets and white count 13.1. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue checking labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled at home and slightly higher when he's here in the office. He'll continue all of his current antihypertensives. 3, mild leukocytosis, followed by Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. And stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.